Thanks, Dave and Bo. The Eagles get to enjoy the holiday weekend for one more day before regrouping at the NovaCare Complex on Tuesday for what will be a normal week of training leading up to a Sunday showdown with the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, who look to test the Eagles' 10-game home win streak at Lincoln Financial Field. The Seahawks have won their last two games, and they are just one game out of first place in the hotly contested NFC West. The key to those wins for the Seahawks has been their defense, which has allowed just a total of 6 points in wins over Arizona and San Francisco.
They got really, really good players, you know, and Pete puts them in position to make plays, but it'll be the best secondary that we play. You know, obviously probably the top corner in the league, and Richard Sherman, he's got 23 picks since 2011, 8 more than any other player in the league, and there's a reason for that. He's a smart player. He's an intelligent player. He's big. He's physical. He's got great ball skills. I think they have probably the top safety in the game in Earl Thomas. And then they've got a bunch of other guys that are fast. They're athletic. Cliff Averill can really cause some problems. Michael Bennett can cause some problems. Their linebackers can run. Cam Chancellor is a guy. I think they've got players at every single position on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, there's a reason they won the Super Bowl last year, and there's a reason they've held the last two teams they played to 3 points. They got a lot of really talented players over there.
The Eagles' defense, meanwhile, is coming off of one of its best games of the season in the win over Dallas. Running back DeMarco Murray, the league's leading rusher entering the game, was held to his lowest yardage output of the entire year. Quarterback Tony Romo, meanwhile, was sacked 4 times and intercepted twice in the Eagles' victory. Head coach Chip Kelly explained on Monday why the Eagles' defense has been able to improve throughout the course of the season.
I think there's a continuity. We've obviously, except with the loss of D'Amico, but besides that, our defensive line has been intact. Our secondary has been intact. You know, D'Amico's just the one guy that we've really lost. The outside linebackers have been the same guys. So guys feeling more comfortable with the system. I think our coaches understanding our players understanding the coaches. They've got a good grasp of what we're trying to do, and I think they're playing with great effort, and I think effort can kind of mask a lot of things. So.
From an injury standpoint, Nick Foles underwent another exam on his fractured collarbone. Kelly said that the bone is healing, but the quarterback has not been cleared to return to action. That's going to do it for today's 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back for more inside the studio with Dave and Bo.